I just want to, good morning everyone on the platform. Can I just confirm that we have a quorum secretary, committee secretary?
Chair, we have a quorum, Chair. Shall I do the roll call, Chair?
Yes, please.
Chair, Ms. Muwatse? She is on the platform, Chair.
Good morning. Chairperson, good morning, Chairperson.
Good morning. I want to request you, Honorable Muwatse, to move to a place where your connectivity is a bit better, because you broke up terribly. Proceed, Secretary.
Chair, Mr. Malamatia.
Good morning, Chair, and welcome back. Good morning, colleagues. I'm present. Thank you.
Good morning.
Chair, Mr. Fling.
Good morning, Chair. Morning, colleagues.
Good morning.
Chair, Mr. Cuthbert.
Morning, Chairperson. Also, my sincere condolences to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Chair, Dr. Tswaku.
I'm here, Chair. Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Good morning.
Chair, we have Mr. Jacobs from the small business.
You may welcome. Be. Good morning and welcome, Mr. Honorable Jacobs.
Chair, we have Mr. McPherson.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chair, we have Mr. McPherson, Chair. He's on the platform. Chair, Ms. Mutahum, Chair.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everyone. I'm present.
Good morning.
Chair, those are all the members we currently have on the platform, Chair. Others may join us. They may have connectivity challenges, Chair.
Thank you. Can we have the agenda, please? While we're waiting for the agenda to be flighted, if I may just take this opportunity as we start this meeting, first of all, to thank the committee and everyone for their messages of condolence. It is very much appreciated. Then I also want to say that I've been in a power outage since 20 to 7 last night. So I'm busy juggling devices. Even my UPS has conked in, so we're hotspotting, etc. So my apologies if I have to switch over to another device during the course of the meeting. But you are all welcome in this meeting. We have the agenda. Can we have the apologies, Secretary?
Chair, we have two apologies. Mr. Mulder, who's on party business, as well as Mr. Mbuyane, who's attending a WTO meeting, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the agenda? I don't see any hands.
Chair, I'm begging to raise my hands. If permitted, I want to stand to move the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honorable Malamacha, and then Honorable Muwatse.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second the move of the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much. Can we just make sure that everybody who's not been recognized to speak is muted? That the agenda that has just disappeared, but it's fine. I'll go through it. I also want to request maximize my bandwidth that I will switch off my video now and for the rest of the meeting. If I can do so, I'm not sure. So we have this morning the minister's opening remarks and introduction of the NLC board. We then will have a presentation by the SIU followed by a question and answer session. We'll have a short body break, and then the minister as and the DTIC's comments in respect to the SIU presentation, and then a response from the NLC. And then that is our agenda for today. So as we go into our agenda, we know that this is a follow-up briefing by the SIU on the investigation into allegations of maladministration and corruption at the National Lotteries Commission. At its last meeting held on the 2nd of March 2022, this portfolio committee agreed that once the SIU has submitted the phase one report to the presidency, it would schedule a further briefing on the report. Therefore, the purpose of today's meeting is to receive a status report from the SIU on its investigations into allegations of corruption at the SIU. Let me read that again. Therefore, the purpose of today's meeting is to receive a status report from the SIU on its investigations into allegations of corruption at the NLC. So the rationale, just to remind South Africa and everyone on the platform, that the rationale for these investigations were prompted by a proclamation by the president on the 6th of November 2020 and with specific reference to the period covered by the investigation being the 1st of January 2014 to the 6th of November 2020. The scope of the investigation refers to maladministration in the affairs of the NLC in relation to, number one, the investment of funds of the National Lost Lottery Distribution Trust Fund, established in terms of Section 21 of the Lotteries Act, number 57 of 1997, contrary to the applicable provisions of the National Lotteries Act, and then the allocation of money in the fund to beneficiaries who are not entitled thereto in terms of the applicable provisions of the Lotteries Act 1997. With that, I will then hand over to the Honourable Minister Ibrahim Patel.
Well, thank you very much, Chairperson, and on behalf of the Ministry and the Department, our condolences to you and to your family, and we know this has been a particularly difficult period for you.
Recording in progress.
And we hope, with God's grace, that the family would be able to manage in this period. Chairperson, I'd like to thank you and the committee for the opportunity today to do a presentation on the work that has been done to deal with some very serious allegations that the committee has been aware of involving the National Lotteries Commission. And let me start, Chairperson, by introducing the DTIC team that is here with me today. It is led by Shabir Khan, the acting DG, and the members of the DTIC team includes the chief audit executive, persons responsible for the work in the branch dealing with the NLC, and as well as the chief operating officer. The committee will also be, of course, addressed by the SIU, and the committee knows Advocate Andy Motibi, the head of the SIU, and Leonard Rehoto, the national investigating officer. Chairperson, if you would allow me also to introduce the board. This is the first committee meeting that the new NLC board is attending. And it's really a pleasure to introduce first the head of the board, and that is the chairperson of the board, Professor Barney Pityana. Members of the committee, of course, will be familiar with Dr. Pityana. He had been one of the persons that had been considered by the Portfolio Committee at the time when the appointment of the chairperson of the board was being considered. And Dr. Fitiana has taken office now as chairperson of the board, and he will be addressing the committee shortly. So through you, chairperson, if we can extend a warm welcome to Professor Fitiana for his first board meeting. His first portfolio committee meeting. I'd also like to welcome Dr. Cassius Lubisi. Dr. Lubisi is, of course, known to members of Parliament, having previously served also as the Secretary of Cabinet.
Excuse me, Minister. If we may just, as you introduce the board members, if they may switch on their camera so that South Africa can see them. Thank you.
There is the Dr. Lubisi. I think for the occasion is wearing a beautiful shirt and tie, and his warm smile will no doubt soon be filling the screen. I'd also like to introduce Ms. Mvulani, Precious Mvulani. Ms. Mvulani is a chartered accountant and is a new member of the board. We'll wait for a moment for her camera to be switched on. There we are. Welcome, Ms. Mvulani. And I'd like next to introduce Ms. Beryl Ferguson. There we are. Ms. Ferguson, among many governance responsibilities, has also for a period served in Parliament, and I'm sure that members of Parliament would know her. Welcome to Ms. Ferguson. And finally, I'd like to introduce Mr. Willy Hofmeyer. And I'm hoping we can see Mr. Hofmeyer, Advocate Hofmeyer. Willy Hofmeyer, of course, is also very well known in South Africa. There he is, suited up for the occasion, having previously headed the asset forfeiture unit, and his role in the NPA, of course, is well known. We have Lionel October. He is the acting commissioner of the NLC. There we are. And Lionel, of course, is well known to the committee, having previously been the accounting officer of the DTIC. And before he completed a 10-year stint as head of the administration of the DTIC, he had also played an active role in briefing the committee on various matters. The company secretary, Ms. Nene, is also present today. I don't know if we will be seeing Ms. Nene's picture. So that's the new board, of course, is made up of Dr. Pitiana, Ms. Ferguson, Dr. Lubisi, Ms. Mvulani, and Mr. Hofmeyer. So that's the team of the NLC. Chairperson, my introductory remarks will be quite short because we will be taking the committee through a bit more detail a little bit later. But if I can ask Sulu just to flight the first few slides to set out briefly what we will be covering in the various reports today. The reports will cover the journey that led to the SIU report, and that will be the work that the DTIC has done, as well as the work that has been done by the presidency to get us to the point today. Of course, the heart of today's reports will be the findings in the SIU interim report. These are reports that represent the work in progress, and that will be presented by the SIU itself, and it will be, of course, led by Advocate Motibi. There will also be a report on the action taken to date, action by the SIU, as well as the action by the DTIC and the new NLC board. And finally, we'll get further action to be taken, and the NLC board chairperson will be addressing the committee. The sequence in which this would be done, if we just go back to the previous slide, is we'll start with the findings in the SIU interim report in a moment, then highlight the journey that led to the SIU report, and that will be combined with the action taken to date. The chair of the NLC board would then address the portfolio committee, and I would then conclude with 10 further steps that will be taken. The next slide really makes the point that the reports will show, on the one hand, that the funds of the NLC meant for the most vulnerable communities and projects, we're talking of old age homes, of drug rehab centers, of centers for young children in some of the most deprived communities, that these projects were cynically, the monies meant for these projects were cynically and brazenly stolen by an organized syndicate of persons. But on the other hand, the reports will show that the institutions of the democracy are able, when they're brought into action, to collect the evidence of wrongdoing and ensure that implicated persons are identified and are held to account. The next slide will continue by showing that the syndicates responsible for looting public funds were able to rely, among others, on a network of professional firms that enable the monies to be redirected, and that the syndicates had sophisticated methods to cover up their actions and to deflect attention. But it will also show that there were courageous individuals, ranging from whistleblowers to journalists to the investigators from the SIU and the forensic firms, that they were all essential to uncovering wrongdoing and in showing clearly the channels through which money flowed between the NLC and recipients, bypassing the intended community beneficiaries. When we have the report of the SIU, it will highlight the work to date. And as the SIU itself will indicate, that work has not been concluded. But I'd like to pay tribute to the many people who have made it possible to get to the point where we are today. I think the work that has been done by Advocate Motibi and his team has been really exceptional, and it's provided the factual basis to many of the allegations that had been made previously. And just by following the money, the SIU has been able to show South Africa what has been happening in the ecosystem of the NLC. But I'd also like to recognize the role of a small but dedicated group of journalists that have blown the whistle, that have enabled whistleblowers themselves to have their allegations brought to the attention of the public. Of course, the leading journalist in this regard has been Raymond Joseph, and though he has worked for a small media house, the persistence, the detail of that he has been able to document has been enormously helpful. Of course, there are other journalists, Anton van Zyl, Nathan Geffen, and others who've also kept the spotlight on all of this. The work that the forensic investigators have done, particularly the SIU, but I'd also like to recognize that over a number of years, various investigations were done, and all of that has been very helpful in bringing to the attention of the SIU the work that has been done thus far that has uncovered many of the things that the SIU has been able to follow up. What the reports will also show is that the level of the misappropriation of monies that has been uncovered to date is very, very substantial, and that the sheer weight of evidence that the SIU is collecting now is so compelling that there's no question that we now have the basis to pierce the veils that many have hidden behind in order to ensure that they are not held to account. And so really, Chairperson, whilst we've had the mess in the NLC, we also have a new board here, and the board has moved with enormous speed. Particularly in the recent period since the appointment of the board and thereafter the board chairperson, the wrongdoing in the NLC is now being brought to an end, and South Africans can look forward to ensuring that we are able to celebrate the institutions of the democracy working. So, Chairperson, I'd really like to conclude on that note and do a more detailed recalling of the journey to get us to where we are today, and thereafter deal with the steps that will be taken now and is being taken to deal with all these matters that have been uncovered. So thank you very much, Chairperson. May I hand back to you.